Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, any of us on the dating scene at all in any way knows the trials and tribulations of it. And we all know that it's doubly hard for anybody who's living in rural Ireland where everybody knows each other's business and there is absolutely zero anonymity. Well, there's a new RTE TV show and they're looking to lend a helping hand to seven country singletons. It's called Love in the Country. And joining me now are two of the daters on offer, which is the absolute best way to say that. Good morning, Yano and Alana.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning?
Good.
Not too bad.
Come here. Tell us about yourself, first of all. Tell us, Alana, first of all, we'll start with you. Tell us about what part of the country you're in and what you do.
So I'm from Roscommon. I'm 20 and I'm full-time doing veterinary nursing in college at the minute. So we're in our last year and we keep a sheep farm up here. We've got 100 ewe lambs and stuff, so it's pretty busy now.
So that's full on. So you're studying and you've a full farm to run and you're working in a pub as well, is that right?
Yeah, I do work on a pub on a Sunday, yeah.
Love a job. Mad for a job.
I always say it keeps you out of bother anyway.
Keeps you out of trouble, exactly. Keeps you off the streets, that's the main thing. And Yano, what's the story with you? What are you doing?
Yeah, so I'm running a coffee shop here in North Wexford there and working a little bit at home on the family farm there.
Wow.
But yeah, most of the times in the coffee shop there these days it's getting busier and busier.
Fair dues to you. And come here, Yano, why did you decide to take part in the show and put yourself out there?
Jeez, I don't know if I decided to take part in the show now. It was actually my sister who signed me up to it.
Stop.
At the start of it, but I'm kind of just running along with it there now, to be honest with you, Africa.
Did she go ahead and sign you up without you knowing she was signing you up?
Oh, I was standing at work one day and I checked my emails and I said, thank you so much for being interested in the show. We'll be in touch. And I walked home. Anybody know anything about some dating
show? Just got a really weird spam email.
Sister hiding behind a newspaper.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Why did she feel the need?
I don't know. She got married there this year, so I think she's only hoping that I get in the same line, and she's scared of me getting more of her friends, I reckon.
Okay. Good for you. Alana, what's the story with you? Why did you want to take part?
I suppose it's kind of something similar. Myself and my friend were kind of two nutcases, so when we seen it on the thing, we sort of have this saying, before we do anything, one for the grandkids, so... You know, throw yourself into it.
You're dead right. Do you have a type?
Me?
Yeah, Alana, sorry. Oh, do you have a type?
Not really. Just someone that's good crack. Like, between my family and my friend group, like, we're just all big messers and slaggers. So, like, you have to be able to take the crack as a thing. Like, you know, we live for a bit of fun, so... That's the whole lot of it.
That's good. And Yano, what about you? Do you have a set type?
I don't have a set type. It seemed to come off.
Is there a pattern
that I did? It just ends up being the same sort of people again and again, whether you say you have a type or not. But no, I wouldn't say I'm picky at all.
Okay, so Yano, if I was asking you to describe yourself, if I asked you to sell yourself now, how would you sell yourself?
Sell myself? Yes, I don't know if I can sell myself. I'm a nutcase, but I don't know if I can sell myself.
Come on, it's like a job interview. Go for it.
Well, if you like a cup of coffee in the morning, it's a fairly handy one for you. I know. I'm young, I'm driven, and up for a bit of crack, and just want to get on with life, I suppose.
That sounds like That sounds like a good sell to me. Alana, what about you? How would you sell yourself to me? Or to anybody who was looking for a date?
I know, like, good crack. Like, we're always looking for a bit of mess and a bit of slagging. Easy going. Don't mind getting mucked in or helping out myself, don't mind. Not a great cook now is the only thing.
You've enough to be doing, in fairness. Come here, Alana, tell me, what is dating in the country like in your experience?
It's grand, I suppose.
Is it?
I suppose around here, like, either lads are either, like, I have two older brothers, so they either know the brothers, they went to school with you, they know your family, yeah, they know everything about you, so it's sort of hard, like, you sort of know each other without knowing each other.
I gotcha.
And it's sort of tough to find anything new or exciting, John.
Yeah. And Jana, would you be the same? Like, would you kind of, is it a bit samey trying to date in the country, like?
Jesus, nearly the exact same as Alana. Everybody likes to play the name game. You nearly go on a night out and you start talking to people and they go, oh, do you know that person? Yes. And they'd be related to them and they'd be friends with them. It's always the same around here, unfortunately.
So there's no like privacy, really. There's no like element of surprise at all. It's just like...
Not at all. It's like, you know everyone and the same sort of people on the same nights out, time in, time out. So there's no differentiation.
Okay. I can see why your sister decided to send in the email. So have either of you tried dating apps? Like, Jana, are you on Tinder? Are you on Bumble? Any of that kind of crack?
I'm trying to avoid them like the plague, to be honest. I'd mess around on my friends' profiles, right? But I wouldn't do much of it myself.
Oh yeah.
I know, I'd have a bit more crack when you go out and you meet someone, you have a chat with someone, and actually have a bit of a interaction, I suppose. You know, it's hard to convey a conversation over text message.
Yeah, it is, and it kind of like you only get very surface as well. Alana, what about you? Are you Tindering?
Ara, not really though. We go for a swipe every now and again, but not actively though. In my spare time, you know yourself, all yeah, that I have.
Yeah. Come here, tell me, Alana, about bad dates that you've been on. Has there been any recently? Are you even able to say, because everybody knows who you are?
We won't name names. I don't have any bad dates, but like there's some, like we go out in our local town and there's some bad encounters there.
Would there be?
I had one case where there was a fella who he'd approached me before. I'd sort of thought I'd laid down the groundwork that it was a no-go, but he was pretending he was very drunk, and of course you're not going to leave someone there that you know that's very drunk. And he dropped his wallet on the ground and said, oh, can I pick it up for him? And I said, no bother. I picked it up for him. And as I was picking it up, I got a smack on the head. Safe to say his wallet went flying into the dance floor. And
good
he was
for you.
Good luck finding it.
Good for you. Yeah. Jana, what about you, bad date-wise?
I don't know if I have bad dates. I've got on a few good dates.
Good.
Just ended up getting very confused and lost by the end of it. You don't know where you stand with somebody.
Do you find that's a problem, that you just kind of like, you just can't really move it to the next level maybe, or something like that?
Not even that, but more just you end up playing games and then it just gets childish and it never ends in anything.
Fair. But yeah. Okay.
We'll see what happens.
So both of you are farmers and you have other jobs and you're studying and all the rest of it. So what's it like trying to juggle farming, which is a non-stop job, with having a social life? Alana, say, let's have yours on that.
Well, I suppose if you ask my mother, she says I do always make enough time for my social life anyway, regardless of what's going on. I suppose just trying to organise yourself that the jobs are done before Saturday night comes and...
Yeah.
You know, that you don't go too hard Sunday morning.
Yes.
You'll be feeling it. So,
yeah.
I know, like, it's all about just, we'll say, organising yourself.
Yeah.
Obviously, coming up to exam season now, there isn't a whole pile of going out, but we'll make up for it when they're over.
And the family farm's important to you, isn't it? Like,
yeah, it's hugely important to me. So, like, it would have been my father's farm.
Mm.
And he passed away when I was 13. So, like, we were always faced with the whole thing of, I suppose, Mam was very cautious of us all in school and wanted us to go on and do well and go and get college degrees, was the main thing. But she was sort of worried that we wouldn't be able to manage it all at the same time.
Sure.
And I suppose from her point of view, she was always, you know, putting us first and making sure we got our education. But I suppose we sort of dug our heels in and said it wasn't something we weren't really prepared to, you know, let go of. So we just sort of had to sit down and come up with a plan that was going to work for everyone here.
Wow. Fair dues to you. Jeez, that's like, and your mom as well, like the kind of, that's a huge decision and commitment to kind of either keep it on, particularly after a bereavement, you know, to kind of the pressure of all that. So it sounds like you're, It sounds like you're some family. Jana, what's the story with dating non-farmers or like a townie or someone who doesn't farm at all, doesn't get it? Is that a problem for you?
It's never been a problem in the past. It's obviously a lot easier when somebody understands the workload that you're under.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of people are disconnected from the sheer volume of work that farmers do.
Yeah.
I'm totally open to it. I've dated as the colloquial term townies before.
I don't even know if that's offensive. It might be. I was like, making enemies around the country at the moment.
No, look, I'm open to anything. I'm not going to rule anything out.
Very juicy. So a huge part of this show then is that you might entice someone to consider relocating to somewhere rural for love. But would either of you ever consider moving to them? Or is that a flat no? Alana, what you reckon?
I wouldn't say it's a flat no. I obviously love where I live and the people around me.
Yeah.
But obviously I'm young and that's not a closed door, do you know?
Yeah, that's fair. Jana, what about you?
I'm open to travel.
Would you move to Dublin?
I did that for 4 years and I'm not going back.
We've lost you. Oh no. What did we do to you? It's terrible.
I know. Dublin's not too bad. It's not too bad. But it's just, I don't know. Like, even if I moved away and I traveled, I think there is just something about this part of the country. It's just, you always want to come home. Your heart's nearly set here, no matter where you are in the world.
Yeah.
So, I don't think I'll move very far.
So filming starts in January and February. Are you hopeful, lads? Jana, are you hopeful? Are you feeling a spark of hope?
Sure, look, I'll definitely be a bit of crack.
There's
not very many times that you're going to get the opportunity to date a pile of people the one time it'll be aired on television. But
absolutely. Alana, what about you, Alana? Are you feeling hopeful? Are you kind of doing it for the lol, or are you hoping to get something out of it?
I suppose, like, look, at the end of the day, if you got something out of it, it'd be brilliant, but
I'm
not really a person that takes it too seriously either. Like, it's, you know, I think that's the main thing for anyone applying, that, like, it's not the be-all and end-all, that it is just a bit of crack, and
you never know.
Nobody's expecting a ring at the end of it, sort of.
Exactly. Well, listen, lads, Jana and Alana, you're both such good crack, and I hope it goes really well for you. There's a brilliant article about you guys up on RT.ie today, along with videos of you both, if anyone is interested and wants to check you both out. The team behind Love in the Country are now on the hunt for the absolute perfect match for Jana, Alana, and five other fine country specimens of all ages. So if you want to get involved with the show and go on some dates, there's a contact form on RT.ie, or you can send an email selling yourself to countrylove@kiteentertainment.com. Lads, thanks so much for talking to me today.
Thanks,
everyone. Good luck.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.